This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Before he was even named as the National Security Advisor to the President, when the President was President-elect back in December of 2016, and they had lawyers look at it, and it was decided that it was just a paperwork issue, lobbying for Turkey after he'd retired 4 years ago, 5 years ago, or been sacked by Obama is what really happened. And so that's the issue they're going to bring up, and that's why they've targeted Flynn. And the reason they've targeted Flynn is he led the group of retired and current military and was the point guy to say no to backing radical Islam and the whole Obama triple cross of America. And, of course, we told you about that with Senator Paul at the time and Senator Cruz, but, of course, Colonel Schaefer first broke it here. The week of Benghazi, that was when the military said, that's it. We know what the plan is, and we're not going along with it. And since then, that's all come out. That's not a theory. It's not speculation. That's now accepted, known fact, and the Congress knows it. And so Flynn was told at the time, we're going to destroy you. And so Dr. Corsi, I know Dr. Corsi's source. I'm obviously not going to say Dr. Corsi's source, but I separately have that same source. I'm just going to leave it at that. Of course, everyone listening to my phone, when I'm having these phone calls, knows exactly who our sources are. But it's highly respected, bipartisan, highest level retired general. As high as it gets. I'll leave it at that. There's only maybe living maybe six or seven of those guys. Okay? So I'll just leave it at that. The enemy knows exactly who it is. But all the documents, everything, of course, he has it. This headline isn't even strong enough on InfoWars.com. U.S. senior retired military Dems scapegoating General Flynn. Circulated email reveals what the media won't tell you. And then he can then be pointed at an email that's been put out that basically gets into the secret of info, happening behind the scenes. But the headline should be, and by the way, of course, he's amazing. He writes like three articles a day, three-time number one New York Times bestseller author. We all know that. It's just that Paul, him, they all tend to water down the sensational stuff that's going on. I mean, a top Democrat official comes out and says, we were spying on Trump on MSNBC, and we say, did she just admit it? Farkas. I mean, she said it. There's no question mark needed. She just did it. But Paul knows what he's doing. I guess you get more people to read it if there's a question mark. It's not a question mark. I don't even know how to, like, put a headline on this, because, of course, he gets the best info. But then the headlines, just U.S. senior retired military, Dem scapegoating General Flynn, circulated email reveals what the media won't tell you. And I guess then you read the article, but I mean, what it really is, top military sources. Dems targeting Flynn, or Dems targeting, top insider would be the headline, top insider. Dems targeting, or General Flynn being targeted because he did not back Obama's al-Qaeda / ISIS takeover in the Middle East, or Saudi Arabia's ISIS takeover. I don't know how you want to say that. That's what he did. That's why the guy's a hero. That's why the media demonizes him. That's why they're going after him. It's why all this happened. And I know for a fact that, of course, he was working at the Jones Group, which is one of the biggest private groups out there now, with the former head of the National Security Council and the former head of the U.S. National Security Council, General Jones. And Jones was actually originally offered the job and said, I'm not doing it. I can do more good outside of this thing. So they sent Flynn in. He's basically ordered into this again. He didn't want to do it. And so now you see him crucifying. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us. That's exactly what's going on.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
It's called the deep state. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep state was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
March 31st, 2017, on this Friday edition. Thank you so much for joining us. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours. We have Dr. Jerome Corsi with big breaking news joining us at the bottom of the hour. Craig Sawyer, very famous Navy SEAL, and of course even more famous in the Navy SEALs, the groups he's led. And then of course we also have Leanne McAdoo going to be joining us to cover a host of issues in the third hour. David Knight will always kick butt in the fourth hour. You know, I think it's important to correct things when we're wrong and to come out and pointed out, because if you start telling yourself you're not wrong about things and you get arrogant, that way leads obviously into destruction. But I also have to hype myself up energy wise to continue on at this level against these people. And, you know, then it makes me behave on air sometimes worse than I would do in private. I think there's a fine line of showing people I don't care what the globalists do and trying to get people to build their confidence and take action. I don't do any of it on purpose. I just, when I get nasty or I never cussed on air in 20 years of broadcasting, and now they got to delay me on a routine basis. So I don't just say this as a, I'm sorry, I just said that, I'm going to quit. And the station's having a complaint because we delay it all out. I'm going to stop it and be more professional because but give me a little bit of slack, too, because, man, I'm really sick of these people. And I just, quite frankly, I don't know how they're so evil. But it hit me this morning. It hit me this morning that this is directed evil. And I'm not the first person to ever say directed evil, I'm sure. But that's everything you need to know. It's directed, willful, conscious, giving yourself over to evil. And people that aren't given over to evil, we just can't understand why people do the things they do. But let me tell you something. You look at the leadership of the Democratic Party, and you look at the leadership of the EU, and they look like villains out of a Hollywood movie, and then you go research their backgrounds, and to a man and to a woman, they come from swindlers and killers and scammers, and that's the low level ones. I spent probably 45 minutes yesterday on Jean-Claude Juncker, whose family were in the top three richest Nazi families. The Nazis captured Luxembourg, the richest place in the world per square mile, and he is basically the king of it. And now he's the head of the EU. We have these squatting, degenerate politicos, tax-exempt, above the law. The Nazis didn't get gotten rid of at the end of World War II. The rich ones all just got phased in to the whole globalist system. And then they hung a few of them for, you know, show. You know, the ones that were known in the newsreels like Hermann Göring or Heinrich Himmler knew too much. They gave him cyanide right away. And, of course, Rudolf Hess, who died in the Tower of London decades later. The Weissfuhrer, who landed. He parachuted out of his fighter bomber in the middle of World War II and, like, came down in one of the main palaces. David had intelligence where the king was going to be at. And he comes down landing with his parachute and runs up and goes, I have the treaty, the plan. They said, look, you're going to the tower, Jack. Bye-bye. Talk about amazing. Talk about incredible. That's just one little piece of absolute fact history. That Edward VIII was going to be the king of Europe and sit over the European Union devised by Adolf Hitler. People say, well, why would a Brit be the king of the EU? Because he wasn't. He was German / Hungarian. And that's what's so crazy is you look at it and you see the alliances with the Nazis and Islam and all the rest of it, and you just pull back and you're like, oh, my God, it was all run by British intelligence the whole time. Which isn't even British intelligence. It's families that go back over 1,000 years in all the giant wars in Europe that figured out how to run the most duplicitous operations. And then the world is basically run by a mindset developed by medieval Transylvanians. And then they tell you in all the literature and all, you know, oh, the elite, you know, they're into grabbing kids, they're into drinking blood, they're into doing all this stuff, then it becomes legend, and oh, and they live forever and they, you know, fly around like bats. No. They're just into whatever they want, ladies and gentlemen. And it's hiding in plain view. And it's so ridiculous that it's just hard to even believe, isn't it? Look at drugreport.com right now. WikiLeaks release shows how the CIA uses computer code to hide the origins of its hacking attacks and disguise them as Russian or Chinese activity. You know, I told some of the crew here, and I love them to death. I told them about a week ago. I said, we need another article about how in the Vault 7 from a month ago that nobody hardly covered, it says that they can plant stuff on your computer, but also have computer programs, they call it Marble, where in real time you can even pose as your Russians or Chinese or Bangladeshis or whoever you want, Mexicans, whatever, Germans, and in real time sit there and type it all out and then frame people. And we have a clip of that we're going to play in a moment, but I'm not complaining about my great crew, but they looked at it and they went, that's already been in the news. And I said, but no one noticed it. So we have to rewrite a story, and I want to cover it. And, of course, we didn't. I guess we have covered it some. The reporters have, so they've done a great job. I'm not complaining. This is just what I deal with all day. Knowing what we're saying is all true, there's total proof, and then it never even gets any attention. So thank God Drudge. Now, because this is pertinent with all this stuff about, oh, they have Russian computers trying to get into Trump Tower and all this crap. Most people have different types of spyware on their computer that could be made by a Chinese hacker a year ago, 5 years ago, Russian, who knows? And then they say, oh, that's the proof. And then Marco Rubio comes out and says, I was a victim, at least two of my staffs in the campaign, when he had like 300 people working for him. Oh, my gosh, two of their computers had some spyware on it associated with the Russians. I looked it up 4 years ago. And then, of course, it comes out that most of this is being produced by Western intelligence agencies because, let's face it, we've got the biggest brain trust. And is out there spoofing all this. But that's all they talk about. That's all they push. That's all they do. And now General Flynn, the article's up on Infowars.com, huge bombshell directly from the highest levels of the recently retired military. I'll just leave it at that. But as high as you get. And the government knows the source. So I don't even know why we don't give the source, but I mean, I get it. The point is, U.S. Senior retired military, dim scapegoating General Flynn. Okay, great. Let's change the headline. Let's change it here because it's so much bigger than that. You know, top general. That'd be the headline. Obama targeting Flynn for blocking Saudi Islamic invasion. And, by the way, Flynn blocked it through Turkey into Europe. That's what you're supposed to do when you're in the military and over the Defense Intelligence Agency, is say no, and then go to the Joint Chiefs and the chairman at the time, Dempsey, and say, go to Obama 4-plus years ago and say, we're not going to be the Air Force for al-Qaeda, now known as ISIS. That was all Obama. That was all the Arab Spring. That was all Google. All bragging. Remember Anderson Cooper on TV saying, yay, Libya, we're freeing him. Yay, overthrowing Hosni Mubarak. Yay, the freedom fighters in Egypt, in Syria, and HBO movies and Netflix movies about how great the liberators are and, you know, fighting the evil Syrian government of Assad because he's lets Jews and non-radical Muslims and Christians and people live there in peace. Oh, no, can't have the second oldest Christian settlement in the world still survive. Blow it up for sure. So, I'm not bitching about Corsi's headline. I'm just simply saying we've got to actually take the magnitude of what this is. Top general whistleblower. You know, dishes the top insider Dems targeting Flynn because he spoke out against ISIS. That's pretty good. That's not exactly what I said. And this is kind of a fun game here. Not that I have all the answers. That's why we're wargaming this on air. Top insider Dems targeting Flynn because he blocked Top insider Dems targeting Flynn because he spoke out against ISIS I would just say Al-Qaeda / ISIS invasion. Or Dems targeting Flynn because he blocked Obama's backing of Al-Qaeda / ISIS. That would be the headline. And then circulated email reveals what the media won't tell you. And then, see, Corsi puts that in there because he legalese always wants to, when something classified's coming out, he wants to throw out that they made a mistake and open source put some of it out. I had like a 20-minute conversation just to try to get this right so that I didn't say something I wasn't supposed to this morning. And I don't even know if that's just, it's like trying to sit here. I'm not complaining. It's just, this is such complex work. I would just say InfoWars has obtained a copy of an email being circulated among retired U.S. senior military officers regarding his request to be granted immunity as a condition of the testimony from prosecution in exchange for his testimony before the House and Senate Intelligence Committees. The body of the email is reproduced here without editing, except for clarifications added in the text with brackets. The email discussed appeared in parentheses in the original email. So, I guess we do make it about this. But that's what I don't like. You know, I'll have the total proof of people that were there and witnessed it all, and then I can't come tell you all that because it's sources. And then we have to sheep dip it and run it through some email, okay? I am so, so sick of the evil people running this country. And then the good people are trying to block all this takeover. And then I don't even know the American people deserve them. I don't mean you or myself or my family or your family. I mean the snot noses out there that'll walk up to me on the street, and almost always white people, and say, oh, look, it's the racist Alex Jones. Like it's some magic word and hurts me when I'm the opposite of a racist trying to actually bring humanity together. And they don't even care or know. It's like they're lobotomized warthogs or something, and they've got some magic word they're going to use on me because they know that I am a prominent person, so they want to feel big and powerful and just attack me. And what I've learned is it's a phenomenon, is I don't follow Hollywood or the star stuff at all, okay? I did some in the past, but just none. I just can't stand it. It's revolting, almost all of it. But now I guess there's this phenomenon. Anthony was showing me the other day in the news. He goes, oh, that's a phenomenon where you could be a TV person or even a weatherman or woman, or you could be anything. And people get really pissed because it's not just about money and class envy. It's about like, oh, my God, you're known. So if I can say something bad to you, I've elevated myself. And see, it's almost like a wake up for these people, though, because I'm sick of celebrities that are just celebrities because they've got yachts or 100 purses like Kim Kardashian and all this other ridiculous crap. So I guess with them, that's kind of how they're waking up in a way. Because, you know, they're not celebrities, so Madison Avenue and Wall Street and the culture makes them feel small by design. So they've kind of just mutated now politically into they just hate everybody. Because you can't call trendies liberals. We were talking about this morning. Austin has been colonized by the people that went to California trying to be famous, and then now they've come here to colonize Austin. And they're not all bad, but most of them are the most vile, hateful, self-centered, stupid people. And just guys walking around, you know, bumping into people and trying to start fights, and women, you know, sticking their lips out, you know, with a duck face you see everywhere and taking selfies. And you're just like, I see it now in culture, but on the street, and it's like nauseating. And let me tell you something. 15 years ago, I saw a beautiful woman who was arrogant. I still think they were attractive. If they're arrogant now, it's revolting, no matter how good looking they are. I don't know how to describe it anymore. It's spiritual evil. But then it mutates in with this holier-than-thou liberalism where they just want to run around like the new priest class and look for witches with their little witch hunts. But notice what the great qualifying thing about them is. Anything truly degenerate, Anything truly dangerous, they are apologists for the most radical forms of orthodox, viral-spreading Islam. Population doubling every 20 years, right, as we speak, or more. And they're apologists for pedophilia all over the place. And then we see references to pedophilia, and we see it pushed, and we see it happening, and we see sexualization of children all over Nickelodeon, everywhere else. And then they look at you and they go, we don't know what you're talking about. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as radical Islam. There's no such thing as pedophilia. There's no such thing as any of this. There's no world government. There's no, the Obamacare is free. But again, on some fronts, they're capitulating. On some fronts, they are admitting, okay, we got a global government, but it's good and it's not racist, and so you should be for it. Nation states are racist, so let us conquer them, or you're a racist. And then it's Jean-Claude Juncker, the literal Nazi heir of the Prussian royal house, who wears the black tuxedos with the red vest, with the Iron Cross around his neck. I mean, literally wearing a Count Dracula outfit. You can't make this up, because he is a vampire. Not a literal one, but a literal one when it comes to culture. And he was given Luxembourg, the richest place in the world, tax-exempt, where Coca-Cola is $100 a can because they don't want any poor people there, and well-known for every degradation and the Saudi princes in there, flying in the little kids, all of it. I mean, it is just beyond anything you can imagine. And he's the king of it, sitting there. Where's the Nazi money? There's no real Nazi hunting. There were a few Jewish Nazi hunters that wanted to go after Klaus Barbie, who was just a Gestapo officer. He worked for the CIA in Latin America, so they told him, you're not even allowed to have him. He was mid-level. Joseph Mengele and everybody else, reportedly related to Juncker, of course, more royalty, more little counts. Got to love a little count. Just don't go out in the village at night near the castle. Or, you know, they told the kids, they grab you and they drink your blood. And the kids said, what are they? They go, they're vampires. And they don't live forever. But their program does. And everything they do is psychopaths. Inbred psychopaths. Interbreeding to create the ultimate psychopath super genius. 200 IQs, you name it. Oh, they're smart. You look what we're facing, what we're battling here, ladies and gentlemen. It's hardcore. We could beat them. A guy that dresses up in Count Dracula outfits that rules Luxembourg, owns it, because the Nazis took over Luxembourg, invaded it with threat of force, took it. And then, oh, here, Juncker, you get it. Here, Juncker, you're royal. And now you rule the unelected EU and threaten military action against countries that want to pull out, that never voted to enter, and then you threaten America with breakup. And that's what I'm saying. If we can't say no to Juncker, then I guess we deserve to be slaves. You've got a true Nazi heir who has the richest country in the world per capita as his. And that's not enough. Now he's the EU head of the unelected bureaucracy that countermands everybody and threatens England that if they try to leave, they'll destroy them financially. And now they've got the Muslims warmed up and Erdogan saying, we'll burn down Europe if you don't go along with what Merkel wants. And Merkel smiles and goes, good. And then I get to have uneducated, half-wit, wannabe tough guys wandering around the street going, oh, look, it's Alex Jones. Screw you, racist. And it's like some white twerp. I'm just like, somebody in a restaurant, goes, I'm not going to eat here. That racist is here. And I'm just like, another little cult member white person, another idiot, doesn't even know who Junkers is. Just a little, I'm going to come back with all the big news. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Secretary of Defense Mattis says North Korea must be stopped. Absolutely. You talk about a false flag. Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton publicly helped transfer the reactors to create the fissile material for atomic warheads. That's all on record in the 1990s. I covered it all. Tucker Carlson covered it. And we gave the communist Chinese the entire ICBM systems, from launch to the boosters to guidance to separation to reentry to multiple warhead reentry devices, everything. And then I get to sit there and watch them say General Flynn is a traitor for some turkey lobbying years after he was a general. Big story up on Infowars.com by Dr. Jerome Corsi. Dems targeting Flynn because he blocked Obama backing Al-Qaeda ISIS invasion. And, of course, we have more than just this email being circulated amongst top generals. We're going to give our source, but even more intel and lie. Flynn was told, you will be destroyed for blocking the ISIS-Al-Qaeda operations 4 years ago. And then you had Colonel Schaefer come out and everybody else, but it was Flynn behind the scenes. And again, Schaefer's just kind of like a spokesperson for the good folks in the military, good people in the Army, and Marines for that matter. But he's like an authorized conduit by the resistance in our government to the globalists. There's a true civil war here, people, in government happening. the campaign was fun, as hard fought as they, you know, it was. This is the real war now. We're going to Dr. Corsi here in a moment, but just look at Dr. Corsi. Top insider, Dems targeting Flynn because he blocked Obama backing Al-Qaeda ISIS invasion. Here's another one. This is from Dr. Corsi, March 7th, so that's 20-plus days ago. 24 days ago, CIA can stage fake Russian hacking to undermine Trump. Now let's go to DrudgeReport.com, and I'm glad Drudge brought this back up because they're claiming, oh, there's these Russian, you know, hacks going into Marco Rubio. Two computers out of hundreds had some software associated with Russian hackers. What the hell does that mean? Most computers have been hit by viruses from everywhere. You have a war with Nigeria because they create a bunch of viruses? But they're creating fake Russian ones, and they're spoofing it, and it's all broken down. We'll get to that in a moment. We have a clip of it. But notice a month ago he had the Podesta situation about Podesta getting Russian money in exchange for uranium. Not that he declared it wrong. Notice we didn't get the cease and desist from John Podesta. Daily Caller did. But regardless, they always change the subject. They're knee-deep under Russian, Chinese, and other foreign control. They're like slot machines, in my view. Hillary Clinton, the foundation's ongoing. Completely criminal. Did she get in trouble for all the illegal stuff? No, no, no. Flynn asked for immunity because they want to put him in prison. They want him to be the sacrificial lamb to then bring down Trump. This is preposterous. So we're going to go to Dr. Corsi in a moment. But again, Infowars.com, go to DrudgeReport.com. You can see the Daily Mail about them spoofing, getting into your computer, posing as any country they want in live time with software that doesn't just show the fingerprints or just spoof a foreign country, but the text that's going on can be done in whatever language they want to further frame whoever they want. Of course, it's the Russians. Amazing. And how do I know this is all bull? Well, number one, they say, I'm being directed by the Russians. I'm under criminal investigation. People are like, how are you handling it, Alex? How am I handling it? It's like saying I'm under investigation for crucifying Jesus 2,000 years ago. It's ridiculous. But it shows how desperate they are and their master projection. Everybody knows it was the Democrats who were literally under the control of the Russians. Probably half the Democrats were actual card-carrying, you know, hooked into the KGB, you name it. Because it was encouraged by the big foundations here in the U.S. that had gone and helped do that to Russia. It was actually foundations through Russia back attacking America. But I'm going to go back to Corsi here. The point is, that's the reality. The very people, they must be enjoying it now because they lost Russia and they hate the fact that they don't have that as a godless, you know, totally controlled, you know, place they can teach five-year-olds how to be trannies or whatever. So, and Hollywood admits they're pissed. So now they're like, we're going to get Russia and America. But believe me, the globalists hate America even more than Russia. We're going to go to Dr. Corsi here in just a moment. First off, we have our deep cleanse products. We have our liver cleanse. We have the deep cleanse. And the reason deep cleanse was out for 8 months was because we were getting a shilajit from Tibet that was just over harvested. I mean, I'll be honest. That's the stuff that, you know, the special lichen moss that, you know, grows on certain rocks. But actually, there's oil of ancient forests and things, is how it's explained, in the rocks. So it actually kind of bleeds out and then stuff grows on that, and it's like the highest level of a bunch of key detoxifying nutrients and things. I just get the top experts to do it. Our products are rated 5 stars, tens of thousands of ratings on major third-party sites. The reason I raise that is we couldn't put it out for 6-8 months, whatever it was, because the Shilajit was gone, and we had to get another one that was organic and would pass, and it doesn't pass many places. Oh, my gosh, started getting it from Russia. Oh, it must work for the Russians, see? It must work for the Tibetans before that. Well, we run into the same problem with iodine. When we started popularizing the fact that it's the good halogen and you need it for yourself and your family, and that the bad halogens like fluoride fill up your glands and things when you don't have it, and showed folks all the mainstream news about it, it became a very, very popular product. And we were getting a really clean one from seaweed, but it was still going from memory like 99.9. Well, that sounds like really pure, but it's not, because iodine is like a gaseous crystal form, and when it's in nature, it tends to bind to whatever it's with, and you don't get the same absorption. Well, this is, we have to have a DEA license for this, and it's in a locked vault. I'm not going to even say where, I'm not even allowed to say where, but I'd go through a major manufacturer to actually get pure iodine. When I say pure, with electron microscopes and spectrometers, I'm not the expert that you tell me. It's like 99999999, whatever. It eats through the ground. One drop of it is like, you know, the movie Aliens, it leads through the ground. I mean, it's just incredible. That's how powerful it is. But then it's put into a gaseous form, injected into palm oil. Everybody wants this. Well, we get it from natural gas drilling rig. But only a few places actually extract it for other projects and pharmaceuticals. That's why it's so controlled, folks. You can, not with what we sell, it's been denatured and put into the palm oil, but with the pure stuff, you know, it's basically one procedure. It's methamphetamine and or a bunch of other stuff. It's a key precursor, but you're allowed to have it as an element. So we had folks go in and buy us out of the best seaweed we were getting. This is light years better. And then we did deep research and found, oh, my gosh, there's pharmaceutical grade. We have a distributor and a manufacturer that has pharmaceutical grade licenses and people. And so we're going to I'm gonna go to our guest. This is key. We have a big breaking news. This is important. So we've been selling it 4 years. It's super popular. It's amazing. It does a lot of things for people. You should consult your physician before you take it, though, because you already have some issues. It might, you know, well, just consult your physician. It's very powerful. It's like if you don't have vitamin C, you'll die. Well, it's the same thing with this, same thing with B12, same thing with anything. So, for the first time in 4 years, we are facing a major deep earth iodine shortage. And basically, I just think it's people want more money from us. And they're like, oh, yeah, you know, you want to buy more of this. Because when they hit like 7,000 to 12,000 feet, they're going 15,000 feet down to get natural gas. This is right here in America. There's only a few big, fancy companies that do this. And then it's all part of the intelligence ops they're running on us, taking us off Google, taking us off Adroll, openly saying in the news they want to shut us down. They know they can't target our sponsors because we don't really have sponsors. The network does. I really don't. For all intents and purposes, we're pretty much supportive of the products we sell. So what do they do? Well, oh, you might not get your iodine now. But, okay, we're now looking from getting from Brazil off the coast if we have to. Whatever, we're going to get the iodine. And you got to get it into the country. But they're behind the scenes, and a lot of chicanery is going on. And this is one of our best-selling products, so of course it's been targeted. And so, I'm told they have enough to run a certain amount. We're about to sell out. Then we have one more big run. And Dr. Grip thinks we're not going to have a problem. It's just that we're going to be charged more for it, so it may have to go up in price. There's just a lot of issues going on here, obviously, because there's only two places in the U.S. that – I'm not going to even say where. Because this is all proprietary secret stuff, okay? It's what we do. You know, we traffic in key intel. Well, this is the key intel. So it funds our operation, everything we're doing. They're attacking us every front. I'm actually proud of this. But if you want to get your nascent iodine, it's about to sell out. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. We've got one more big run we can do. And I think we're going to make it through this hurdle. It's just that you should know that I'm like, what an incredible sales angle. Let's turn lemons into lemonade here. You know, people are really going to need this. They're going to enjoy it. We're not going to raise the price. In fact, it's 30% off right now. We're going to do the opposite of what folks do. We're going to you know, just do it to the end. And just, I think if I treat the listeners right, they'll treat us right. And I think we'll be able to do this. And I know what it is. There's some big pharmaceutical companies that are getting into shampoo and things like that and some other things. And, you know, just like they want to make fish oil illegal, basically, and make you get it in the prescription. Anything that really is great, they just come in. When I started pushing iodine 6 years ago, nobody was pushing it in stores. They got all these crap versions everywhere. This is it, folks. This is the real deal. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Now, Dr. Jerome Corsi. Dr. Jerome Corsi is our guest. And again, Dr. Jerome Corsi is a New York Times number one bestseller 3 times. And, of course, is a great investigative journalist and formerly worked in international banking. Has been friends with Donald Trump for more than 40 years and, of course, worked for the State Department and other areas as well as a consultant. And he has major sources inside the Pentagon, former and current. I have one of the same sources. Instead of putting out the source, we're putting out an email they're sharing. That way we don't have to put the name on the general, but I think everybody should just go public at this point. But I'm sure the general knows more than I do. And I separately have connections and I'm able to communicate with some of those folks. So I'll just stop right there. But the enemy knows exactly what we're talking about, so I don't know why we're hiding sources. But it's still important to do. I get it. This is a big deal on Flynn. This is punishment for the military not backing al-Qaeda and ISIS and Obama's jihad. And then we've also got the big news on Roger Stone. We've got the big news on Google wants its own puppet, its FTC chair, to block antitrust action. That's a new Dr. Jerome Corsi article on InfoWars.com. He's so prolific. And this is inside baseball stuff. You know, the Podesta stuff you learned about months before here. And I'm not branding myself as, oh, we're the best. It's dangerous to be the best. They just try to hope to ignore us, like our info 2 weeks ago with the documents on NSA spying on Trump. Notice they never said those were fake. Those are all real numbers, folks. My private number, my private office, nobody ever knew about everything. Trump numbers I have, but we never have the nerve to call his Mar-a-Lago suites. He doesn't have the whole house now. He just has a little wing. I've had that number for a while. He's like, yeah, give him a call. He wants you to have this number. And I'm like, okay. Yeah, I don't call the president. The president's called me. But we're just going to stop right there. The point is that he's got a lot to cover. We're going to have him a little bit with us in the next hour. I appreciate him holding while I went through that plug. But Dr. Corsi, big things happening, my friend. Thanks for joining us.
Great pleasure, Alex, to be with you. Thank you. This article on Flynn, we have an email that's being circulated by top U.S. military retired. And essentially, we've got all the points here, exactly as they are in the memo. The military is thinking that Flynn is being scapegoated by the Democrats. Basically, Flynn criticized the Obama administration as not properly estimating or underestimating the ISIS threat of essentially not equipping the Libyan militias, you know, basically not the Libyan army, but equipping the terrorist militias that overthrew and murdered Gaddafi. A criticism here of Flynn was very critical of Obama and Secretary of State Clinton for not protecting Ambassador Stevens and our embassy personnel in Libya. Then he's fired by James Clapper with the support of John Brennan. And if you read this, you can see what the U.S. military thinks. I mean, they're basically saying that Clapper did the dirty work for Obama and had the buy-in by John Brennan, branded Muslim here, who, according to one of his contract staff, the worker bees at the CIA despised. That's Brennan. So Flynn gets even. He retires. He backs Trump. And then he really one-ups Obama, Clapper, and Brennan when Trump gets elected.
Let's just back up, though. I mean, you're just going off what the generals are putting out in the email. But let's go further. Flynn went on Al Jazeera and said, we were ordered to back Al-Qaeda/ISIS purposely by Obama. That's treason. And he led the military saying no. And our classic military does not get political. We're not a banana boat republic. The problem is the globalists are overthrowing the country, so our military is now having to get involved because the country is in such dire straits. And it is, let's just say, the U.S. military that got the intel of the American people, that got Trump elected, and that is now standing against total globalist dictatorship in America. Let's just tell it like it is. The U.S. Army is standing right in front of the globalists right now, the final domino to fall. That's the only reason we're still here.
Well, and the Obama and, you know, all of the Hillary people hate Flynn because Flynn dared to stand up to Obama and Clinton and expose to the American public that, you know, we were backing Al-Qaeda-affiliated terrorists in Libya. I've been writing about this for years. I mean, it was a change of size.
Well, let's just say, along with Colonel Schaefer, you broke it all 5 years ago. You've had the key intel on the ground. You broke it all.
And, you know, now what's happening, and the way the retired military in this circulating email are saying is that now the Democrats, the radical Democrats, and of course, remember, they're led now today by Tom Perez, who is head of the DNC, and he's La Raza. And they've got Keith Ellison, who is a Muslim Brotherhood. These are the leaders of the Democratic Party right now.
They won't
now,
be sworn in the Bible. Yeah. So bottom line, they're planning a coup. They're planning to make a run at the president. They're openly saying you COG to overthrow him. I don't have dreams of some war with these idiots. I want stability. But the president's going to have to move on them very quickly. They're involved in sedition. They're the outside threat. They're the globalists. You've got this junker, heir to the entire Nazi system, that owns Luxembourg through fraud. I mean, he owns it because his parents invaded it. I mean, you can't make that up. Threatening to overthrow the United States. I mean, I'm done, man.
And the generals are saying here that basically Flynn is under so much attack from the Democrats. It's a coordinated attack. That's why I say they don't know who's shooting at him. It is 6 o'clock. You know, the bandits, unknowns, they're all the Democrats trying to take down Flynn in order to delegitimate the Trump presidency. That's what's going on here. And that's why President Trump today tweeted that Trump, you know, he believes Flynn should get immunity in order to be able to testify and defend himself. This is scapegoating. It's what the Democrats are doing. They can't stand the radical left can't stand the U.S. military that's yet defending the United States of America. And Flynn was part of that group. So they're going to find any way they can to put him in prison to, you know, essentially over leaks. Remember all this.
They want to send a message. They want to send a message that if you're loyal to the United States of America, you have courage like General Flynn, who isn't the heir to the Nazi fortune like Junkers, who comes from, you know, persecuted Irish people and is a tough guy and a patriot and smarter than all these scumbags. It's, again, elites trying to burn real Americans. And you couldn't have a more, you know, a serious dichotomy of Junkers threatening to overthrow America while our government, run by criminals, tries to put a patriot in prison.
And the message here is that the elite, the leftist elite, are going to come after you with lawyers. They're going to lawyer up. They're going to come after you and try to destroy you, whether it's, you know, fighting President Obama in the courts on trying to.
And let's just tell folks, behind the scenes, we're all getting the phone calls. It's, I mean, and it's the biggest names. It's real. They're on a jihad. And that's what I was told by a high-level Republican who is a good Republican. He said, no, it's happening everywhere. Behind the scenes now, they're going on a jihad. And then everybody just says, let's man up. Let's go. I mean, we're going to double, triple down. Let's go. Let's go.
Well, I think the Flynn case shows, and again, it's more confirmation that the left is on a determined effort to shut down any conservative views. They are not interested in the First Amendment. The left wants to criminalize the Alex Jones show. That's what this is about.
The left wants and by the way, they're now officially saying that in Democratic Party organs. By name, saying the president doesn't deserve to have a Twitter. Alex Jones must be shut down. I mean, it's just out. Where is the instinct in the old left that had problems? But I didn't hate right or left. I was just an Americana guy. The instinct to defend free speech. This is flaming authoritarianism.
And it's the hard left. Democratic Party is the hard left today of Saul Alinsky. This is Bill Ayers, Karl Marx. This is radical ideologues of the far left who are not interested in anyone disagreeing with them. They want to have thought reform very much like in the, you know, Chinese Revolution.
Exactly. Mao is their main, is all these college groups, everything, literature, Mao. They see that as the only communist success. Yeah, 80 million people dead. They see that as their god. They are trying to bring in a Mao system.
And anyone who disagrees with them is going to be criminalized. And that's why there's an attempt to call fake news. I mean, we've written about David Brock of Media Matters, who is funded by Soros, really putting on for the father of the fake news so they can brand all news that is conservative.
Meanwhile, during the election, 20th Century Fox creates over 100 fake news sites to attack Trump. All of us have been attacked. Trump, obviously, 99% of it. And then it's like, oh, it's no big deal. It was to promote a movie. No, it wasn't. It was, you know, real-looking newspapers saying Trump hates Mexicans, blah, blah, blah. And they're so crazy now. Like I said, Colbert will have me say, I'm not anti-gay. And they'll edit it and say, I'm anti-gay. I mean, again, it's next-level deception. What, have they gone insane, or is there a method to their madness, Dr. Corsi?
Well, the method is that it is the Democratic Party has become a leftist socialist Democratic Party, communist party on the European model, and they're happy to use Soviet disinformation techniques in order to discredit their opponents. And the left is running disinformation campaigns constantly, every day.
Oh, yeah, they've got one behind the scenes where they send letters supposedly written by me to people threatening them and saying horrible things, and then I have to, like, call these prominent people and go, no, that I didn't send that. It's unbelievable.
And the next thing is, I'm pointing out Google, Facebook, they're all into this. You're going to find that California's introduced a law now to criminalize anyone who does fake news on the internet. Well, who's to determine what's fake news? It's going to be California criminalizing the Alex Jones Show, me, anyone else who dares to have a conservative point of view and point out a truthful position from a conservative or
and by conservative, free private property, right to religion, right to not practice religion, right to travel, all the basic Americana things, which were the most liberal thing ever compared to the old tyranny. So we are the classical liberals. Even political scientists call paleoconservatives classical liberals. So now we have these conned masses of people that think they're part of the power structure serving modern liberalism when they're serving the most vicious evil imaginable.
Yes, and I'm pointing out in the other article I wrote today in terms of what's going on with Google that, you know, the truth is everyone's all upset. Oh, so the GOP ruled down Internet privacy. Now, that's not what the vote was about. The vote was about returning the regulation of the Internet to the FTC. Remember, it was Obama who wanted to have, this was Google, wanting to have the Internet defined as broadband under Title II of the Communications Act so that they could enact rules on net neutrality. And by the way, these are no more disinformation from the left. Net neutrality doesn't mean net neutrality. It means more power to Google, Facebook, and the other major players. And then the Internet privacy rules of the FCC, which again are not Internet privacy rules. Google, under these rules, if you read the rules, was able to continue to collect data on individuals, mine it, sell it.
You know, I'm glad you raised this, because speaking to David Brock, their site doesn't get a lot of traffic, but it literally is the admitted talking points that came out in WikiLeaks of MSM from the Democrats, from George Soros. So it's like George Soros' notepad. They said, I'm a liar, because I reported on your article that they're not really, the Republicans really didn't pass something to allow all your browser data to be shared. And then I went and researched the other thing they said last year was they were claiming, Trump's going to end net neutrality. No, Obama called it net neutrality to bring FCC and Federal Elections Commission total control over the web, saying they were going to shut Drudge down. That was the main group. You know, for every 100 articles they mentioned, us once as well. So saying they want to shut us down too. So it's just crazy. They admit this. So navigate folks briefly or in the next segment into how that's a deception.
Well, it's a deception because the basic what President Trump is trying to do is to get the regulation of the Internet out of the FCC. It's not a common carrier. It's not going to be regulated like, you know, the fairness rule over radio, which is where the Democrats and Google were headed. And these rules are written always so Google, Facebook, all the big giants don't have to follow what the ISPs and the smaller players in the Internet are blocked from doing. So President Trump said, look, we're going to turn back all these Obama-Google regulations on the FCC. We're going to take regulations out of the hands of the FCC for the Internet, put it back in the hands of the FTC, where the rules to protect privacy are actually much greater. And historically, that's where privacy has been protected. Now what does Google does? Behind the scenes, Google now angles to get a candidate that Google thinks will be fair to Google. In other words,
exactly. Let's come back in 70 seconds. Here's the deal. Everything's being shared. They're all sharing it. They're all giving it to the NSA and back and forth. It's all, and then they turn around and say that the House Republicans are taking your rights away. It's ridiculous when Google's constantly lobbying to flush your privacy down a commode immediately. And they're all working with communist China and the Muslims now to arrest people that criticize Islam so they can be killed in Pakistan.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator?